What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Don in Arizona. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike, this is no surprise that the official Afghanistan army was going to fold and just run away. That's what they've always done. It's been that way for 20 years. And the movie, that movie with Brad Pitt, I forget the name of the movie, but that was pretty realistic about, it was a comedy, where Brad Pitt was a general, and that pretty much, it was based on reality. The one of the actual generals wrote a book about it.
And, well, you know, I can imagine that those Afghan soldiers were really not comfortable killing their fellow Afghans. As I mentioned before, the general feeling among the people of Afghanistan, including those soldiers, is the Taliban is liberating them from a 20-year occupation by the United States of America.
Right. Well, the other guys that we were supposedly training and helping them out and all this, training them for 20 years, they still never learned how to do jumping jacks. You know, and they were smoking opium in, right there in the videos of them.
There's certainly a lot of
would go in there
around.
And look at them and say, "Who's smoking? Who's smoking hash? What's opium?" With there, those guys are all totally zoned out on their opium. They're addicts.
You know, we had the same problem in Vietnam. I mean, Air America was smuggling heroin out of or opium out of the Kunsaz Golden Triangle, and of course, they were selling it everywhere, including to our troops in Vietnam. And a lot of them came back hopelessly addicted.
Right, but I would say in this disaster of the withdrawal here, you'd have to say that the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that would be where the buck stops right there, because you can't go above.
No, go back to Harry Truman. He had a sign on his
Biden,
desk.
Yeah, but Biden is totally useless. I mean, everybody knows he's senile, so I mean, he's just a figurehead there. You can't really blame Biden.
I can and I do, and I don't blame him solely. Frankly, I think the whole lot of them need to be fired.
Well, I would say this: the head military guy there has to explain himself. Biden can't really do a press conference. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. This guy, Milley.
Supposedly, he's going to be issuing a statement about the bombings at the Kabul airport. I'm still waiting for him to show up on One American News Network.
Yeah, but he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's senile. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, I understand. In fact, there was a story floating around that a zombie got inside the White House, was wandering the halls screaming, must have brains, and he walked right past Joe Biden. Didn't even slow down.
Yeah. That's pretty rough, but outside of that, you were talking about Israel as a heavy vaccinated country. All the other countries, the smaller countries, Malta, Gibraltar, Iceland, and the Seychelles Islands, they're heavily vaccinated. They all have the same syndrome where everybody's getting sick.
The data is absolutely unequivocal. The more vaccinated the population is, the sicker they're getting. But again, don't worry. Big Pharma is coming up with a new drug, probably very expensive, to cure you of the symptoms the COVID vaccine gave you.
No, since we're all conspiracy theorists.
I'm sorry, not cure you of the symptoms. Treat the symptoms.
All conspiracy theorists. I would like to investigate this death of this guy, Kerry Mullis. And Kerry Mullis if he would have lived, he died just before all this malarkey started here. If he would have lived, he was outspoken. He's not afraid of anybody. He hated Fauci, and very, very conveniently, he died. He was 74 years old. Supposedly, he died of pneumonia. Well, I say that's young for a guy that's rich and that's smart and wealthy. And why would he let himself die of pneumonia at 74? I would say.
I almost died of pneumonia, about 5-6 years ago, and I'm not quite 70. I turned 69 on Sunday.
Well, you almost, but you pulled out of it, right?
Yeah, but it was close.
Okay. Well, anyway, yeah, I think Kerry Mullis might have got whacked, is what I'm saying. But I'll let you go, Mike.
Well, I understand your suspicion, and yeah, I mean, our government certainly does a lot of that kind of wet work. And I'm still wondering how it is that the entire staff over at Cyber Ninja came down with COVID just when they were about to deliver the their report to the Arizona Senate. Donnie, you there? Okay, I think we lost Don, so we're going to go to James in Tokyo. Ohayou gozaimasu, James. Ogenki desu ka?
Ohayou gozaimasu. Watashi wa genki desu. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
You have to talk to Mike in the control room. He asked me for my QR code for my COVID, preposition before I called you. And you just give him a little talk, okay? And, hey, listen, Mike, I want to wish you a very happy birthday. Your show was like 5 in the morning, in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't listen to you so much anymore at 5 in the morning. I'm in the park with my son training martial arts and stuff. But
that seems like a really good thing to do, but don't forget Ron Gibson puts up the video from the show like within a half an hour of the end of the program.
I know. Yeah, you told me that like the last time I called, and yeah, I started like listening to him. And as a matter of fact, I listened to one like 2 days ago. But first, I just want to wish you a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to Ron Gibson stuff like 2 days ago, and I heard this maggot like call in and say like, you're talking about your birthday just to get donation stuff, and
the caller in question is a pain in the neck.
No, it just disgusted me because like you're not like that. I mean, I've only given you like 2 donations, maybe like
mm-hmm.
2 good ones, I guess. And then and a T-shirt, and that cool T-shirt, but
yes.
Just hearing that. It just really made me disgusted because, like, you never hit me up after that and this and that. And I just thought it was really out of line for this guy. And it just really made me sick, to hear this guy kind of go after you because, you're the nicest guy on the whole, radio planet. So,
well, thank you. I try and be tolerant and understanding, but, every once in a while, I can get annoyed, but as far as that other caller is concerned, my attitude is every lion suffers fleas.
Yeah, but, there's one terrible thing I have to say, Mike, which is, you really have to arrest Agent 99, the lovely lady Claire, because, she's like, 56 and you're like, just turned 36 and... That's pedophilia. You're like Macron,
No, we're a little bit beyond those ages there, Abbott. And speaking of Claire, she's coming on the show tomorrow, Friday. She has some very strong opinions about what happened in Afghanistan.
That's great. Yeah, I'm going to really try and listen to it. And but I'm not just saying that because I sent her 7,434 letters that you actually threw away my proposal letters. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, she's spoken for. What can I tell you? I'm a jealous husband.
I want to talk about the COVID just a little bit. In Japan, I'm seeing there's a very huge trend in suicide. And when I called her maybe 3-4 weeks ago, I was saying how depressed I was when all these kids have to wear the mask.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become a trend now in Japan where a lot of children they have to go to school through like a Zoom kind of thing, and just people killing themselves, and even outside of school, like when I train with my kid at like 5 in the morning, or sometimes mm-hmm. if he's busy, if sometimes they have to, you know, leave really early, and we'll just, like, do it, like, you know, 5 or 6. We have a bunch of kids watching us because my son is famous, so they're like, oh, can we train with you? And I'm like, you know, this American guy, you know, yeah, sure, take your mask off, you know. But he's like, you know, Daddy, just be quiet. Let me talk. Yeah, it's not good to train martial arts when you have your mask on. You have to, you know, take it off, because when you do martial arts, you have to breathe fresh air. And it energizes your body and this and that.
Those masks do inhibit. You know, that's why, you know, the mask I have now just says I can't breathe.
Yeah, I can't breathe, and you know, he doesn't breathe. So he's like, you know, he's just doing the talking, and it's kind of picked him on TV actually, and newspapers and stuff like that. You know, like this action star, and he's just like looking at, you know, this guy and his dad, you know, training in the park, and, you know, training with a bunch of kids, and but with no mask mandate. And I don't know. I just find it like, just like so saddening that, you know, like I told you before, like a couple weeks ago, like everywhere you walk around in Japan, like everyone is wearing a mask. Everyone, you know, like
yeah,
at least 90%, you know, in each and every kid. And I just find it like makes me want to cry, because when my kids were young.
Well, you know, actually, you need to look at the history. You know, the Japanese have had a thing for face masks long before COVID showed up. They just don't want to catch each other's diseases here.
Yeah. You're absolutely right about that. You know, Mike, you got this, I'm very interested, like in your show. It was getting boring for a while, but you're having like a lot of new callers, and I like this one guy,
Marco. My name is
Marco.
Yeah,
Marco's like cool. Definitely.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, James, speaking of callers, we got a bunch of them waiting online now, and, you know, I've given you a big chunk of time here. Domo for the phone call, and sayonara, and we're going to switch over to Jason in Louisiana. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I'm calling. I want to, you know, about the Afghanistan situation.
Yes.
And what I want to say is I want to compare leadership styles. We have a Democratic administration with Biden. In the Second World War, we had a Democrat, Franklin Roosevelt.
Yes.
Now, in that time, we had a man who was the president who declared war. And then he said the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Now we got leadership that says the only thing we have to do is fear. Wear your mask.
Yes.
Wear your diaper.
You make an excellent point,
my friend.
Get your shot.
Okay?
Yep.
Then we've got the military leadership, all right? We've got these generals now who are worried about, well, has all the soldiers and warfighters got their shots? Is there all these white supremacy people? In the Second World War, we had Patton, who said, don't die for your country. Let them die for their country. We're going to kill them. We're going to win the war. You had Eisenhower, Bradley, all these, you know, I guess better caliber of leadership. You know, we've got generals worried about the wrong thing. They're handing over an entire army to who we say is the enemy. And
well, they didn't exactly hand it over. They just stupidly left it behind. And you're right. Our top military brass, they're all woke, and they're all, you know, concerned about LGBTQ this and gender pronouns that, and, you know, definitely lost the focus of who they are and who they're supposed to be. During periods of small wars, the Pentagon becomes highly politicized, and people are promoted on the basis of, you know, who they suck up to rather than merit. I saw an interesting documentary about Admiral Hyman G. Rickover, the father of America's nuclear navy, and he was not a popular man. He was very abrasive. And he got passed over for promotion 3 times, and finally the U.S. Congress came on in and told the Navy, you will promote this man. You know, because he built the Nautilus and he established the nuclear technology, which to this very day powers our submarines and aircraft carriers.
Well, now there's another point that I wanted to make about the current situation as opposed to the past, too.
Yeah.
Kind of the nature of the calls I'm preparing things. Okay, yeah, and now this has been since COVID started. You know, I'm kind of a biblical, and there's a Bible passage that says, you know, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Now, This is just me saying this, but the spirit of faith produces power, love, and a sound mind. The spirit of fear would produce the opposite of that quote, which would be, instead of power, weakness, instead of love, hatred, and then instead of a sound mind, an unsound mind. Now, when I look at the situation, I'm saying, okay, now we had the old president, Roosevelt, that said don't have the spirit of fear, essentially, is what he's trying to say. And now it is fear. And what do we see in the world where there's domestically
It's tearing our society
COVID?
Apart. You know, the only thing the government has to control us with is fear now. I mean, they've stopped being an effective, functioning government for we the people, and the only way they can cling on to power is to come up with an endless series of hobgoblins to get us cowering in our bedroom and, you know, pleading with them for safety.
Absolutely. So we have the spirit of fear and the leadership of fear, and it's producing, I believe, the effects which we're seeing is weakness domestically and now in foreign policy. Hatred, now whether it's, you know, you got the internal hatred or maybe the hatred from the Taliban for us. And do we have, does it sound like we have, as a nation, are we a sound mind or unsound? Unsound
I would have to
money?
Say unsound, you know, looking again at these arsonists, the people who are just shooting other random people, certainly the bizarre antics of the LGBTQ community, it does seem like we're descending into a collective psychosis.
That's what I'm saying. It's unfortunate. Now, you know, not everybody's biblical, but I mean, I just noticed that particular passage, and I'm saying that's what we're seeing. And it's like the saying of it's the writing on the wall. But that's all I had to say. The Afghanistan thing is just, I've been watching that a little bit on TV, and I'm saying to myself, I'm 47, so my dad, I think it'd be Vietnam, I suppose, when something like this happened.
Yes.
But, this is the price, too, that I think we're paying when, I was about 27 in 9/11, and I was never for the Iraq war, based on what they wanted to go in for. And Afghanistan, I wasn't for that either. This is the dilemma when we don't follow the Constitution. You know, we should have been constitutional to straight out declare a war and say we're going to declare war. Or we should have said what Al-Qaeda did was committed a mass murder and then said, well, then we're
going to
prosecute.
Well, it's not clear that Al-Qaeda had anything to do with 9/11. I mean, the U.S. has used lies and deception to start wars before, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. Wars get started with these kind of frauds, and I think 9/11 was just another one of, you know, business as usual for the U.S. government.
And that would be the reasoning to not follow the Constitution or follow it according to a legal court matter. You know, they didn't want to declare war, but they also, that's where Guantanamo Bay came from. Back then, I remember them saying, the government saying, look, we don't want to declare a war because then we've got to handle these people like POWs under Geneva.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the implications. Anyway, Jason, I hate to do this to you. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call. We'll be right back with more phone calls.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This is Commander Abdullah Aziz Azad, and your Americans will die in Kabul. This has been pre-recorded by the Israeli intelligence services.
I'm not surprised at all.
Arita Katz production. You know, it's sad, yep. But true. This is something someone wrote. It's very short. Yesterday, the State Department tells U.S. personnel to avoid the area the U.S. controls around the Kabul airport. Explosion today. Nothing weird about this.
Well, sure, now, interestingly enough, just a couple of hours before the explosions, the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan sent out a statement saying it was now safe to go to the airport.
Huh. Okay. That conflicts in. But, you know, ISIS, was this the K variant? I mean, I never heard of it. That's something strange.
Yeah, well, you know, there were suspicions that ISIS was a manufactured group by the intelligence agencies of the U.S. and Israel to carry out these dastardly deeds that goaded America into supporting these wars in, pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, then Vault 7 emails, what have you, exposed the fact that Hillary Clinton took credit for creating ISIS during the Libyan collapse, you know?
I don't recall that one. I don't recall that. Wait a minute. Yeah, memory's coming back. She didn't take credit for creating them, but she did admit that they had armed them.
I see. Yeah, well, the only time ISIS hit Israeli forces in Syria, they apologized.
Yes, that's true.
And Israel treated ISIS fighters in Israeli hospitals and returned them to the battlefield.
Yeah.
And he had John McCain there taking his trip to Syria, and he met with ISIS leaders.
I got the
and
photos
now the,
of that.
And ISIS attacks, it seems like they're able to operate in areas that are formerly held by the United States and in metropolitan areas there in Kabul. I mean, come on. I just don't buy that this is not a glow op, you know, put it like mm-hmm. that. I'm just that jaded. So we'll see what happens, you know, see what they say. Spike Lee, I mean, I guess he found out, didn't he?
I don't know. Maybe he reads my website because, you know, I've got a very long article about World Trade Center 7. And, of course, you know, HBO, in all probability, unless he's got an ironclad contract, they may just pull his show off the air.
Oh, you're missing the latest news because I just saw it on the national news here. And I went to the Washington Post and Spike Lee's having to edit out all that conspiracy theory stuff. They dragged him through the mud on the news. Yep, he's editing
all right,
it out.
Imagine my shock.
on the order of HBO, you know. But don't ask who controls everything, because then you're an anti-Semite, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All righty, guy. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, you've got it. And we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're getting really close to another commercial break. So rather than start a phone call, I am going to sneak some more news in here. We were talking about computers, and there's been a bit of a whoopsie down at the Dallas Police Department. They managed to accidentally delete 8 terabytes of evidence, including images, video, audio, case notes. And they're basically saying that a lot of court cases are going to be negatively impacted. Probably a lot of accused criminals are going to be set free because the case against them has vanished into the circular file, as it were. All righty. It's August, and believe it or not, it has already started snowing in Colorado. Yes, at the high elevations, but still, it is August. And around here, we're seeing migratory birds already heading south. I think we're in for a very, very rough winter here. Meanwhile, down in Argentina, they have had a really hard cold wave. They got 6.6 feet of snow. And meteorologists are saying autumn really has already started in parts of Europe. And probably we're going to have the climate lockdowns now for the good of the planet, as it were. But and then finally, end of the story, as a whole, the Antarctic has cooled by about 2 degrees Celsius in the same 40-year period, 1979 to 2018, that carbon dioxide rose from 337 to 410 parts per million. And it seems that as CO2 goes up, the world is actually cooling, meaning that CO2 does not, in fact, act like a pane of glass in a greenhouse when it's in the air. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls, 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The tower's in New York.
All right, welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. I want to hear from more callers about Afghanistan. And, you know, in particular, are you angry at the way this country is being managed? Because they botched the COVID response. They've botched Afghanistan. They've botched the economy. And at some point, you just have to say this has gone far enough. So let's go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What's on your mind? How are you doing, Mike? Mike, I just want to remind people, I don't know, maybe somebody's mentioned this already, that for a long time, a lot of us have been saying ISIS is USIS. I first heard it from John B. Wells. I think you know who he is.
Yes.
You know, the guy. Anyway, and I tend to agree. Like ISIS, I believe, is the foreign mercenary army of the CIA, as Antifa is basically the domestic army of the FBI. And if you remember, as soon as things started, we got out of Iraq, magically ISIS appeared.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as things with Syria, ISIS appeared. Nobody has ever kidded me when Trump fought, said he bombed the S out of ISIS. He bombed it out of somebody. I don't know if it was really ISIS or not. But again, magically now they're appearing in Afghanistan. And that's the friends of, as far as I know, they and Taliban don't like each other. All right? And
yeah.
Like I said, I tend to be very suspicious about what happened there. This is, again, another way of just creating a lot of turmoil. Now, as far as Biden and the way he's running the country, yeah, I'm angry, but, you know, I'm not surprised. I mean, I expected this. I mean, you're talking about not only a party that's been, a Democratic Party that's become more and more of a treasonous party, but it also cannot get itself elected, so it has to cheat. So we're talking about an election that really was that was stolen. So what do you expect when you have what do you expect when an election is stolen? They put a demented man in charge. And then on top of that, the vice president, the so-called vice president there, again, another imposter, is a complete airhead.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in trouble. So don't be surprised when things start going south. Don't be surprised. The economy goes. Everything goes. And then, you know, people say, well, we're losing respect around the world. Well, yeah, duh. Of course you're going to lose respect. Stolen elections usually do that. When you show you know better than third world countries that you sometimes preach to, and that countries like Russia has way more freedom and honest elections and all than we do.
Yeah.
And even Iran probably has a more honest elections than we do. The thing there is, you know, you got these ayatollahs who were above the elected government, but still, you know, you probably have more honest elections there. So,
over in Great Britain, you've got the Queen above the elected government.
That's true. That's another thing. What I want to say. If you notice, the strictest lockdowns right now are in either Britain or their former colonies, which probably not former colonies so much, part of the empire, where instead of paying, pledging allegiance to the people and to a constitution, they pledge allegiance, including Canada, by the way, they pledge allegiance to this perverted bunch of pedophiles, this degenerate royal family. So guess what? There you go. That's one of the things. And the royal family is definitely part of that New World Order, and don't kid yourself. And MI6 is also a very corrupt organization, as is CIA, as the Israeli Mossad. And that's another reason I believe these organizations were behind 9/11. I believe it was our own crooked government at the time, or elements of it, the Mossad, British Secret Service, and the Saudi so-called royal family. You know, so you shouldn't be surprised. This is what we get. Unfortunately, these Marines had to lose their life. Other people lost their lives. And this is at a time where they're trying to force all our soldiers to... excuse me. I hope I don't have COVID-19 now. You know, I guess I could go to the hospital now, get myself checked, and get one of those tests and say, hey, I sneezed. Does that mean I have COVID-19? But anyway, this is what's going on in this country. I mean, you know, you shouldn't be surprised. Guess what? This is what you get when you get stolen elections. This is what you get when your country is going down the drain and you don't have some imposture in there, probably controlled still by Obama and his minions.
Oh, no question.
And then above Obama probably is people like scum like Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, as they control the, as they try to pull planetary controls. Well, I think we're waking up. I think people are waking up. I'm hoping that the...
Well, you know, they're definitely waking up, but I think the time has come where people need to start getting angry over, you know, what's been happening to our country.
Absolutely. And you know what I'm hoping right now? I'm hoping the military mutinies over these shots.
That could very much happen. I've heard that one-third of the military is going to refuse the shots, and if that means they have to leave the military, so be it.
Maybe they'll form their own military. I hate to say it.
Remember when the BATF wanted to automatically put all military veterans under the mentally ill category to take away their Second Amendment rights?
Yeah, well, you know one thing about arrogance? It breeds stupidity.
Yes.
And you make enemies with the military, especially with the veterans, you're asking for big trouble. Because they will turn on you, and in a country where we have over 400 million guns and over 100 million gun owners, you are really asking for trouble, especially the military won't be. They're going to be, we're probably talking about the best troops. So if they get rid of the best troops, the military won't be able to fight their way out of a paper bag, let alone come into the into our country and start, you know, this stuff.
You know, they're too busy figuring out which restroom they're supposed to use or which latrine they're supposed to use. You're absolutely right. I mean, military veterans who are now free to speak out because they're not in the military any longer, they're all universally angry over the way the withdrawal from Afghanistan was handled, and they should be. And it was a total botch up.
And I don't think they're happy about being told to take the shots either. So, you know, it's really going to, you know, they're really, in some ways, the New World Order is digging its own grave, because sooner or later, they're going to be turned. There's only a few of them. They themselves are a bunch of very weak, soulless ghouls that would be easily taken care of. They can't, you know, again, if you notice, too, the police, even in liberal New York City now, I understand they're talking about a lawsuit against de Blasio.
Yes.
Most of the New York City cops have not taken the shot. And unlike Australia, we have a federal police force, and they're basically brainwashed and stupid. Here you still have states, various states, cities. You do have unions. You have good, and people are, you know, I don't think they're going to let this is going to happen. What I would like to see is a general strike. That would be a way of avoiding the next step, which would be armed revolution. You know, it would be better to have a general strike. Truckers would be the best at it because, again, as they're talking about Australia now, walking off the job and blockading the roads, that wouldn't be a bad idea for this country either. Okay? Let these people know we're not going to take their crap anymore. They're not in charge. They don't rule us. It is still we the people. We still have a constitution. And we're not going to let them push us around the way that they're trying to. We're not going to step in it. And if they call in the UN troops, I hear a lot of people say, well, they're calling in the UN. UN troops would be routed probably the first 5 minutes they cross into the U.S. border. They can't fight. They go into third world countries a lot of times, and they get annihilated. Okay, where, you know, they're not going to go into Afghanistan. You can bet on that.
Well, most of the UN troops are American anyway, and as we saw in Afghanistan, they're probably going to be very reluctant to fire on their fellow Americans.
Well, actually, no. Those are mostly NATO troops. UN troops are mostly the ones with the blue helmets. And they.
I know about the blue helmets.
French, Canadian, a lot of Canadians in the UN, that they use whenever they send the UN around the world. And some African countries. You know, it's very few Americans, if any, are the UN, actual UN troops. It's NATO. And NATO is another joke. Take the United States out of NATO, you're nothing. And right now...
that's definitely true. Well, NATO may be coming apart. I mean, they are busy pointing fingers at each other and mostly at the United States for the debacle in Afghanistan.
And Turkey, I believe, is ready to join Russia and Iran and China now in some kind of alliance. Erdogan is very unpredictable, but I think he's the handwriting on a wall and wants to get out of NATO, you know? Once Turkey leaves NATO, that's probably pretty much it for NATO anyway. So, you know, this is the way it's going. Unless we get get it together, we may be going, like you said, the way of this old Soviet Union. maybe worse. Watching something on RT, as a matter of fact, they said they showed the destruction of the Soviet Union, how it basically fell within, including ethnic strife. We have racial strife. Country, you know, what they call state countries within the Soviet Union, we call states.
Mm-hmm.
Feud among them, and as things just went on, and then dissatisfaction with Gorbachev at the time that he wasn't doing enough. And the place just fell apart. And that's what's happening here in the United States.
Absolutely. I'm in agreement. You know, when the Soviet Union was kicked out of Afghanistan, that was the beginning of the decline. And I the same thing is happening here.
Yep. Unfortunately, yes. All right. And anyway, Mike, you know, all we can do is hope and pray for the best, that things will work out. But I'm getting less and less confident. I really am.
You know, I think we're on the verge of a collapse of the United States, and it's going to be very rough going, and so we need to learn to take care of each other and help our neighbors get through what's going to be some real rough times. But again, following the example of the Russian republics, after the tough times, things are going to get a lot better.
Well, hopefully we'll get our own Putin. Somebody like
yeah,
Putin.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
And by the way, too, if we do go to a civil war, I just pray to God it won't be a race war, because that would be terrible. That's what the New World Order wants, hitting races
yeah,
and ethnic groups.
Certainly they've been pushing us in that direction, you know, and just solve their problems by tricking us into killing each other off.
Hopefully we understand who the real enemy is, and we all unite. That's all I can say. All right, Mike, you take it easy, buddy. All right.
Thanks an awful lot here. The phone lines are now completely open, 512-248-8252. We got about another 13 minutes to the show here. And getting on back to the news, over in Japan, the operators of the Fukushima nuclear power plant have announced they're going to build an undersea tunnel, 1 kilometer long, 8 feet wide. It's going to run from the water container tanks at the plant site into the Pacific Ocean. They're going to use it to basically dump 1.27 million tons of treated water into the sea to get around opposition from neighboring countries. They're insisting the water... Hello? Who is this?
Oh, this is still Mark. I'm sorry. I was listening on the phone because I couldn't get
you live. All right. Welcome to live radio here. Anyway, Japan is going to release this water down this tunnel. They're insisting the water has been treated to remove all radioactive particles. And, of course, the water is water that was used to cool down the nuclear power plant when it melted down, and as well as rain and groundwater. And I think... the fact that they're building that tunnel is a sign that maybe that treated water isn't as clean as Japan insists. And I think these near neighboring countries ought to be allowed in with their own scientists to actually test that water and see what's going on. Okay, up at Mars, the Perseverance rover... had a problem with its first attempt to collect a sample from the surface of Mars. Now, the way this is planned to do, Perseverance is going to grab a whole bunch of samples and leave them in a nice little package that will be picked up and returned back to Earth with a future spacecraft. And they tried their first attempt on Friday, August 6th, and it looked like everything went okay, but when they went to measure the rock in the sample tube, they found it was empty, and what they figured out happened is that where they thought there was solid rock to collect the sample, it was the wrong type of rock, and it basically powdered and fell out of the tube as it was being lifted out. They're going to try a second time, and hopefully it's going to work a little bit better. And I certainly hope that they are very careful bringing those samples back to Earth, because unlike the moon, which is sterile. Mars has indigenous life. We found that on Viking, and we want to be very careful about what we bring back from Mars. And NASA is already talking about a mission to land on Saturn's moon Titan and look for life there. They did an interesting little experiment where they duplicated Titan's atmosphere and temperatures, and they let it swirl around for a while, and spontaneously it began to form long-chain hydrocarbons, including building blocks for life as we know it. So Titan may have truly extraterrestrial life. We're going to take a break from commercials. 512-248-8252.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Working two jobs ends, never seen to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her...
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon. This whole thing about Afghanistan, I made a couple of calls and I made a couple of points, but basically it goes back to your premise or that all wars are bankers' wars.
And yes.
Basically, the banks just said, you guys are out of here. We're going to let somebody new in. That's basically what it is.
Well, I respectfully disagree with you, and, you know, partly, sure. You know, the banks love war. They don't care which side yeah. wins or loses.
Right.
But certainly, if you look at it from a cost-benefit ratio, right. you know,
right.
transitioning in Afghanistan doesn't really have an upside, and the downside is just devastating. And
yeah.
so
I don't
agree with those
yeah.
who think it was intentional.
All right. Let me get back to you. How much did the United States spend in Afghanistan? What was it, $4
trillion? No, it was $2.3 trillion, which works
right.
out to $9,000 per taxpayer.
All right. So they had to get the money from somewhere for that $2 trillion. Am I right?
Well, yeah, they borrowed it. And not only are they
sure.
going to have to
and
pay
those...
the $2.3 trillion back, there's interest accruing on that debt. So it's actually
yeah.
going to wind
okay.
up costing more.
So somebody bonds were issued, and bonds were issued for the loan, and those bonds can get sold. And I figure somebody just bought the bonds and said, okay, we're taking over. And the banks got their money, and, you know, it's open for somebody else to develop, quote unquote, that area. And there are people that want it.
Well, certainly China's moving
there.
On in for the mineral
right.
wealth, and one
right.
has to wonder why the United States did not, in 20 years' time, realize
right.
how commercially viable mining would have been in Afghanistan.
Well, I think they did. I think they did, but they had their own issues or their own designs or what have you. And at the high cabal like that level, it doesn't really matter who takes it. I mean, of course, it matters who takes it, but these guys are, you know, at this high level, they just hand it over to somebody else. And Raytheon and all those guys will still make money. The people who own the very superior technology will always make money, and the banks want that. They need the cash flow. The industry or the corporate people I mentioned the other day, they need a cash flow from the banks. But then the banks need the cash flow back, and somebody paid $2 trillion for that war. So the banks,
well, we paid $2 trillion
for
the war, and I have to tell you, I disagree with this idea that this disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan was in any way planned or intentional. In fact, I see it as a complete
okay.
lack of planning. Anyway, James, got to
right.
let you go. We're at the end of the program.
Yep.
Music is playing. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. He's going to have Roger Landry on sharing the microphone with him today. Please spread the word of Public Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, with the lovely Lady Claire. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.